Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. You know, sometimes when some dreams go unrealized, others take their place. In Jacqueline Craig's case, it's helping fulfill the dreams of others. Jacqueline's a force on several fronts in the St. Louis arts community, especially in the Old North neighborhood. A first love, fashion design, has taken something of a backseat to fashion show production, and through her Black Seance production company has become one of the leaders in the St. Louis arts community. She is encouraging and empowering emerging artists and designers. Jacqueline Craig joins me in studio. Thank you so much for being with us.
No problem.
Your success today really stems from an unrealized dream, right? You wanted to be something other than what you are today.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
I kind of picked up fashion production more at when I was attending Leonard Wood University. And I actually went to school for design because I wanted to be a fashion designer, and that totally was not my expertise. So I switched over to, my professor actually pushed me towards more to fashion production and marketing, and I just developed that my personality fits better in that field, and I've spiraled in many different directions off of that, yes.
Well, what does fashion production involve?
Fashion production involves like organization, putting together the actual production. So we're in the behind the scenes. We're not the designers. We're not the entertainment. We're the people who put it on, actually.
You're the ones who set up the runway, and the models take it from there.
Absolutely, yes.
Are the models that you're using and are the designs that you're using all local productions?
Yes, they are, actually. Three local designers, all local models. Thank you to West Model Management for providing some of our models, but a lot of our models are actually just local models.
Right. Well, is there a great reservoir of young women? I assume it's primarily women.
Yes, yes, and some men.
And some men, yeah. We got to get the men in there somewhere.
Right.
Is there enough of a pool of talent for that in St. Louis?
Absolutely. I actually think that it's a larger pool than actually seen. That there is so much great local talent that is unnoticed, that needs to be noticed.
Well, what is involved in producing a show? I mean, how many models do you use? The designs are local as well, from
Correct.
What I understand.
Correct.
Tell me what all is involved in from point A to point Z.
Absolutely. With this production coming up with Three Pentacles, which is this Saturday at the Old Post Office Plaza downtown, I am using three designers. And with those three designers, they will be presenting mini collections for their fall looks. So basically, each designer will design 7 to 10 looks, custom, cut and sew only garments. And I'm using about 30 models.
And all of them, are local.
Yes, that's correct.
How many shows do you produce a year?
I try to do at least one or two. Me now being more involved with our new organization, which is called Artsy, which is where my involvement in Old North stands place with Herb Arts being our hub, meaning that's where we basically start off. And then we create this entire art walk of the entire block being open until 12 o'clock midnight with different local talent showcasing their work.
And what kind of work are we talking about here? It's not design. It's art.
Correct. It's art. It's actually art, fashion. We have stores that are down there that stays open late. The artists, we recruit the artists, and they come in and they showcase their artwork. We have live artwork, live performances, and et cetera. I mean, it's amazing.
What do you think it is that people don't know about our arts community here, the part of the arts community that you're involved in?
I don't think that they really know how much talent is right here in St. Louis. We have a lot of creative artists that have partaked in First Friday Art Walks in Old North by Artsy, which is myself and four other members. And the foundation that we've created, this platform that we've created for these artists to spiral off of, to get more exposure as they need because of their talent, I just think it's just talent unseen and unnoticed.
What about galleries and the opportunity to show and display that work?
Absolutely. The galleries down there are phenomenal. We have Herb Arts, Zuka Gallery, Old North Restoration, and our new location, which is Parks, and giving those spaces the exposure to be able to showcase the local artists have gone from not really being noticed to now we're having artists flying in to participate in these events. And a lot of people in St. Louis don't even know that it happens right in the middle of Old North St. Louis.
Why Old North St. Louis?
I'm a happy resident of Old North. Uh-huh.
You want to walk to work, in other words.
Exactly. And it's very convenient, and I like the intimacy with the space. It's a very welcoming environment. They have, Rise has, really rebuilt the area for the neighborhood, and it is increasing with this art walk being a part of that, and it's bringing more exposure to us as artists and to us as residents as well.
Well, you really have your feet on both sides of the line, don't you? With with fashion on the one hand and art on the other.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not such a broad line. Maybe they're connected more than folks would realize.
I think so. I do believe that art has a lot to do with fashion, and fashion has a lot to do with art. And I see the way I see life through art. I see everything through art. And I think that art can relate to anything, even radio.
Well, we can talk about that another time.
Right.
What about success stories? What kind of success stories can you tell us?
I've had some great success, especially with Black Seance, with doing the fashion production. This is my fifth show coming up this Saturday, and I haven't had a production in almost 3 years because I've taken time to be a mom and to raise my children. But now it's something about that determination to get back out here and to give these designers and the industry just the great exposure that I left from. Artsy, which is the art walks, our success for First Friday every month has spiraled into something bigger than we could possibly imagine. We're rolling up on our September is our first year anniversary in Old North for doing the art walks, and that is one of the biggest successes that we have to look forward to coming up.
How large a group would you typically have for the art walk?
We started off with having about 50 people come out. Now we have well over 500 people come out every first Friday of the month in Old North St. Louis.
And your event on Saturday, that I'd want to be sure I have it
correct.
Right. That's the Three Pentacles show?
That's correct.
Show?
That's correct.
All right. A little more detail on that.
And sure.
The venue, once again, is an unusual one.
Absolutely. Yeah. My productions, I foresee them in a different perspective of where I am in my life sometimes, and I relate that a lot to where I am. And with Three Pentacles, it came about to me that I was thinking about three stars putting together, in my mind, from a design perspective, three designers with able to present their collections, their fall-winter collections. So Three Pentacles really means three people coming together to put something together and create something. Mm-hmm. So I'm using that in an aspect of the designers creating the garments as we come and gather around and sit and watch.
What kind of garments are we talking about? I mean, are we talking about formal wear, casual wear, everything?
We're talking about pretty much from... We're talking about a large span of fashion, mostly fall looks because this is their fall winter collections. But each of these designers have taken the time out for months to create these amazing garments that they've made custom patterns for, custom tailoring for, and they've been in the studio nonstop every day working on these.
These items ultimately for sale.
Absolutely. You can purchase these items right off the runway, or even stores are able to pick these garments up and get them mass produced. Yes.
Do you have a lot of buyers that attend these events?
We do, actually. We have a few buyers that come by. They sneak by. Some of them sneak up on me, and they don't tell me that they're coming. But we're looking forward to having some really great potentials here to get these designers the correct exposure that they need.
Have there been any of the folks that you've worked with who have had a great success along these lines? I mean, something mass-produced and sold in the big stores.
Absolutely. We've had a few designers move out to New York, and models as well, have them move out to pursue their careers in the modeling agencies and linking up with other designers or stores like Macy's to mass-produce some of the things. So, yes, we have had some things spiral off. Also, getting these designers exquisite private customers to come in and actually get certain things made for them or tailored. Yes.
You know, I have to say, Jacqueline, that when I think of St. Louis as being a fashion center is not the first thing that comes to mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
Like I said before, it's not broad enough for us to get the fashion industry out here. We need more fashion. We need more fashion perspectives to kind of spiral out in St. Louis. We have a very, very unique style here of people that are very, very fashionable and extreme trendsetters. And there's a lot of brands here that are very, very good and provide good quality of clothing and designers as well. And I think that we just need to focus more on that and push that out more and get that exposure out.
Is there a St. Louis look?
not... Not really. If you ask me, I'm more of the simple Chuck girl with the legging with the oversized vintage tee from a thrift store. Uh-huh. But you have your aesthetics here, and it's amazing. Like, people are high trendsetters here, I must say.
What about the diversity of the look and the diversity of the people involved on both sides, buyers and sellers?
Absolutely. The diversity, it's okay. We want to get it more to an increasing level. St. Louis, like you said, is not known more of a fashion city, but I believe we do have the big potential to become that over the next 5 years, if less or less.
That's pretty ambitious, it seems to me, 5 years, starting from square one, really.
Absolutely. I have big faith in this, so I have high hopes for this.
I have a note here that one of the things you want to do is to elevate craft and creativity. That's part of what you're all about on wherever your legs happen to be at the time, whatever side of that line. How do you do that?
I do that with really believing in my vision. I've been told that I'm a nonstop, hardworking, go-getter type of girl, and I really do believe in people, and I do believe in people who believe in something, and I believe in creativity, and I believe that if you have a vision or a passion about something, I believe that you can elevate in that aspect. I really don't believe that God blesses us with talent to go unseen or unnoticed. I don't believe that.
What are your views of the future for yourself and what you do, your productions and your art walks and your
absolutely,
you know, your attempts to really broaden the arts world here?
Oh, I'm hoping to for Artsy to own our own gallery within the next 2 years. I'm hoping to open that up with my team, and I'm also I'm just so excited. I have so much to say.
Welcome to the club.
And I'm looking for Black Seance to have a local office space to where we do provide those services for different designers and models to come in and put together these amazing productions each year here in St. Louis.
Getting back to the art walks.
Absolutely.
No pun intended, but kind of walk me through that.
Sure.
How does that work? I mean, you're on the move, you're walking, you're going from place to place.
Correct.
Take it from there.
So basically what you do is you arrive between the 2600 block all the way to the 2700 block on 14th Street in Old North, which is near Crown Candy.
People will recognize that, of
course. They definitely will. Yeah. And basically what you do is you walk up and down the streets and you go into the different businesses and galleries, and there's artwork in there that's showcased. We recruit these artists solely, customly by email, and they send us in their work. We get them out, they hang their pieces, and you pretty much just walk up and down the strip. You can buy art, food, fashion. It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
Who typically are the people who take the walks with you?
We have our residents are more participants, but we actually have people as far as, I think the furthest we've had was Eureka or St. Peter. In St. Peter's, mm-hmm. We have people coming down from those areas, coming down to actually engage in this art walk. Students, I mean, it's a mass. There's no limit to the people and where they're coming from.
I also read that you have a global ambition.
Yes.
That's pretty big.
I do. I'm a true believer. I believe in the unknown. I believe in the unseen. And I believe that anything is possible if you put your heart and ambition behind it. I believe that.
But how do you get started on that? I understand putting your heart and soul
Absolutely.
Into it and wanting to do it.
Absolutely.
But how do you do it?
I think you just do it. I think you just connect with the right people. Uh-huh. You make the right connections with people who can help you elevate to the next level. I believe that success is about different levels, and I believe that we have to get in tune with that and understand that the journey is to go up and continue to elevate. And wherever God chooses to push us in that direction is where we'll go.
How do you manage all of this with a family, a very young family? that can be difficult.
I base it around them. I get my children involved in this. I feel like I don't think I would be able to do this if they weren't involved in it with me in some way. Both of my children love to see me paint, and they actually have taken a part to wanting to get into the arts as well. So I don't know. I balance it out pretty well, I think. Right. It's just focus and time management and organization and faith.
Yeah. Well, you're a multitasker, obviously.
Yeah.
Tell me about the name of your company, Black Seance, B-L-A-Q, Seance.
Right.
When I think of a
seance.
I knew
this was coming.
When I think of a seance, you know, I'm thinking of ghosts and things like that.
Right, I knew it was coming.
Communicating with the dead.
I knew that was coming. Actually, with seance, seance has actually three different definitions, and I actually used seance in the definition, the third definition, I believe, in saying it's just a group of people gathering around. And black is my favorite color. I think I get that from my dad because I think I grew up and our whole house was like black and white. And right, so such a man, right. But black was my favorite color, and I liked Q because I knew Jack. My name had a Q in it, so I changed it and I put Q, and I did this in college, guys, so don't judge me. And and I just put it together, so Black Seance, and I just put those two together and made it a fashion production. But seance is not, we're not worshiping the dead or bringing them back at the shows. We're just that word for me just stands for a group of people coming around engaging in on the runway.
Well, let's tell folks once again what your next event is. It's coming up this Saturday, I believe.
That's correct.
Give folks the particulars. We'll put it on our website. You have
Absolutely.
A website. We'll put a link to your website on our website. But
great, once again,
the particulars of what's happening this weekend.
Absolutely. This Saturday at the Old Post Office Plaza downtown, we will be showcasing our fifth high fashion production. We will be showcasing three different designers with their high quality, high fashion garments for the fall. The doors open at 6. Show starts at about 7:30, 8 o'clock. We are in partnership with Sauce on the Side, so if you want to come early and grab a bite to eat, please do that. It is exactly next door to the plaza. Valet parking is provided for you, so please come. You can find tickets online or you can pay admission at the door.
Okay, well, there it is. In a nutshell, anybody's welcome to take this adventure with
Absolutely.
You. Jacqueline Craig, thank you so much for
no
being
problem.
With us of Black Seance. Again, the information that Jackie has just imparted. Jack, what do you call? People call you Jackie?
Jackie, Jacqueline, Jack, girl,
okay.
Either one.
Okay. Jacqueline has just imparted will be on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Thank you. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
Jacqueline Craig. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.